Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look, of course, at what is happening. The violence is escalating in America. And I'm not talking about what's going on in the streets and the riots. I'm talking about now we're starting to see the police getting violent and tasing a mom who was sitting on a bleacher by herself. They had on the entire side, this was an away game, people who are on the away side, only had about 20 people on the entire bleachers on the one side. And so everybody is really spaced out. The mother had asthma, was there to watch her son, who's in junior high school, I think, playing football, and was not wearing a mask. And she's bullied, battered, and tased by this gigantic cop, who, by the way, was a big black guy on a small white woman. See, the problem is excessive laws that breed excessive force. And this is in Georgia, by the way. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who has a state mask mandate. So they're just enforcing his laws ruthlessly. As Ulysses Grant said, the best way to get rid of a bad law is to aggressively enforce it. And that's what's happening here. But we're seeing the same approach. I told you it was going to come to America. What we've been seeing in Australia. It's not unique. This is a global novel narrative. And these approaches are going to be coming here. Now, we also see, after the indictment in the Breonna Taylor case in Kentucky, this was a situation during a no-knock drug raid. And the investigation says, well, they did knock. That's right. They hit it with a battering ram. And so you have the boyfriend thinks it's a home invasion, gets up with a gun and fires. They fire back 10 rounds everywhere, you know, and they're lucky that they didn't kill three people in the adjoining apartment. So they are charged with wanton recklessness, but not with murder. Now, let me tell you something. This is not racism. This is a war on drugs. They didn't know that Breonna Taylor was in the other room. They didn't know anybody was there. They didn't know there were people or care that there were people in the adjacent apartment. This is a drug war, folks. This is not racism that is doing this. This has happened time and again. But let's not fix the drug war. Let's have a race war. Right? That's what's being done now. This is the incitement after the indictment and before the indictment. The incitement by people like Don Lemon at CNN, people like Biden and Kamala, they are the ones who are inciting a race war. They're not going to stop the drug war. Kamala and Biden are 100% behind that drug war. And of course, President Trump isn't going to do anything about it either. That's the real issue. The real issue, we've had a lot of people, white and black, every age, killed by these no-knock drug raids, and nobody does anything about it. Again, he didn't know she was black. He didn't know she was there. He just starts shooting. Why? Because they invade a home over a bogus warrant to enforce a bogus law. And if you don't think that's going to happen with the masks and the vaccines, you better wake up. This is all part of a problem that is global in its extent. It was the UN who pushed the war on drugs. It is the UN who is pushing the vaccines and this novel narrative to reset the global world, politically and financially. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September 24th. Year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is now day 100. And 192 days of America held hostage, of America locked down in an undeclared martial law. Make America gagged again. Yeah, that's what MAGA has become. Lock her up? No. We're going to lock you down. We're going to destroy your businesses. We're going to destroy the Constitution. We're going to put out, now they're talking about, an unprecedented monetary overhaul. The Fed is preparing to deposit digital dollars directly to each American. It wasn't even a year ago that we're talking about the insanity of universal basic income being pushed by Bernie Sanders and AOC and Andrew Yang, heavily funded by people like Elon Musk, the technocrats who are trying to establish this global technocratic tyranny. And now it's been put in by President Trump and the Democrats. It's bipartisan. They are just, quibbling over the amount of welfare that you will receive from the government after they take your job, your home, and your business. This is the insanity that we're looking at, folks. And we'll be talking about another UN agenda coming up, the one that is behind the violence that we see now. Yeah, the UN pushed the drug war. It's the UN drug war. It's not Richard Nixon's drug war. It's bad enough that he put their agenda in place. But they wrote it, and they did it internationally. As a matter of fact, when we started having American states say, I think we're going to allow people to use medical marijuana, and then, you had the United Nations come back and say, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's like, what do you have to say about that? You might have noticed that, right? Well, you know what they have to say about that is that's their agenda. You can't undo that. It's the same thing that they're saying in terms of everything about this novel virus that we have, the novel narrative. You have to do what we say. Well, we had the UN agenda for the war on drugs. We have no-knock raids. We have people being killed all the time, white and black. But let's just make this about race so we can also have a race war, because that's part of the Great Reset as well, that the globalists want. We'll talk about that. We've got tons of updates and video. We'll talk about the indictment. We'll talk about the riots. We'll talk about the Rent-A-Riot. Who is behind this? Do you think that CIA Attorney General Barr is going to investigate the funding of this? It's open. Journalists have already exposed it. We know the money trail. But he's not going to do anything to stop what he has the authority to do. It is his duty to stop interstate terrorism. This is what this is. But the FBI can't be bothered. The FBI is telling you the real threat is white supremacy. Not Antifa. Not Black Lives Matter. Not the Sunrise Movement. So we'll go into the fundraising of this, the money behind the Rent-A-Riot. We'll talk about the incitement by the media as well as the politicians who've been inciting all of the unrest of 2020. And then we'll tell you what the real issue behind this is and the real solution behind it. But first, let's talk about an update as to what's happening with the novel. As a matter of fact, I like the way the Babylon Bee put it.
Everybody knows it's a novel. The headline from the Babylon Bee says, Fauci renews the pandemic for a highly anticipated season two. That's right. It's a play. It's a play. All the world is a stage. And he's the director. The next season's pandemic, he says, you'll have twice the drama, twice the action, twice the stakes. Yeah, we got a lot of action that's coming up. The action is escalating because, as I said at the top of the hour, and I've got an update here, we now have cops getting physically violent with people here in America. You've seen this in Australia. You've seen them busting out windows in cars, dragging people out. Show me your papers. I need to see your papers. And physically accosting women. And now we've had a woman physically accosted, sitting out on a bench, outdoors, in the open, without a mask, because she has asthma. Big fat cop jumps on her, beats up on her for a while, and then takes out a taser, tasers her. So it's coming. Yeah, we're going to have twice the drama, twice the action, twice the stakes. Wait till you hear what we got in store for your next season. You thought the mask thing was crazy? Seriously, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to be off the hook. In the second season, you're going to see further development of the characters you know and love, crazy, more disturbing mutations of the virus, and, of course, a dashing heroic central character, me. That's the Babylon Bee talking about Fauci introducing Pandemic Season 2. Inside sources confirmed all 365 episodes of the pandemic will be carried on all networks and streaming services starting January the 1st. Fans who purchase Bill Gates' experimental vaccine will be treated to early access. That's right. You'll get to experience the virtual reality of RNA DNA modification. But we had a very interesting back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul yesterday. And I want to play that for you. And then I want to play for you a follow-up about that as well. But let's go to the back and forth between Fauci and Rand Paul before we run out of time.
Do you have any second thoughts? Are you willing to look at the data that countries that did very little actually have a lower death rate than the United States?
You know, Senator, I'd be happy
look at the numbers
at a different time to sit down and go over detail. You've said a lot of different things. You've compared us to Sweden. And there are a lot of differences. And you said, well, you know, there are a lot of differences
they speak
between
Swedish,
Sweden.
For example.
But compare Sweden's death rate to other comparable Scandinavian countries. It's
like
worse.
New York?
So I don't think it's appropriate to compare Sweden with us. Yes, we have, I think in the beginning, we've done things based on the knowledge we had at the time. And hopefully, and I am, and my colleagues are humble enough and modest enough to realize that as new data comes, you make different recommendations. But I don't regret saying that the only way we could have really stopped the explosion of infection was by essentially, I want to say shutting down. I mean,
yeah.
Essentially having the physical separation and the kinds of recommendations that we've made.
You've been a big fan of Cuomo and the shutdown in New York. Okay. You've lauded New York for their policy. New York had the highest death rate in the world. How could we possibly be jumping up and down and saying, oh, Governor Cuomo did a great job? He had the worst death rate in the world.
No, you misconstrued that, Senator, and you've done that repetitively in the past. They got hit very badly.
Yeah.
They've made some mistakes.
Some mistakes
right
were
now,
made, yeah.
If you look at what's going on right now, the things that are going on in New York to get their test positivity 1% or less is because they are looking at the guidelines that we have put together from the task force of the four or five things of masks, social distancing, outdoors, more than indoors, avoiding crowds, and washing hands.
Or they've developed enough community immunity that they're no longer having the pandemic because they have enough immunity in New York City to actually stop.
I challenge that, Senator. Please, sir, I would like to be able to do this because this happens with Senator Rand all the time. You were not listening
to
what the director of the CDC said. That in New York, it's about 22%. If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
There's also the pre-existing immunity of those who have cross-reactivity, which is about a third of the public in many estimates from studies, which would actually get you to about 3%.
I'd like to talk to you about that also because there was a study that recently came out that pre-existing immunity to coronaviruses that are common cold do not cross-react with the COVID-19.
Thank you, Senator Paul. Senator Murphy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'll stay with you, Dr. Fauci. I apologize for not giving you a break. There was a study that got some attention regarding Big Ten.
All right, so that's the back and forth. We're gonna when we come back, there is a heavily censored reaction or engagement, I should say, between Scott Atlas and
Dr.
And so we're going to play that for you when we come back, because he answers Fauci's objections about herd immunity. It is not simply antibodies. And we have a lot of scientists. And we don't have to listen to everything that Fauci and the CDC says. That's not science. That's an argument of politics.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com. We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and track and control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You just saw that exchange back and forth between Rand Paul and Fauci. And as Rand Paul says, well, I think you're starting to see things level off in New York, not because they're following your guidelines, but because they're getting herd immunity. This is a natural phenomenon. As I've pointed out many times, it goes back to the 1840s. It's called Farr's Law. We've seen this with every disease. It doesn't matter the severity or the nature of the disease. Every infectious disease has a bell-shaped curve. Fauci might know that, having been the director of the National Institute's division there for infectious diseases for 35 years, but, you know, the NIAID, but maybe not, maybe, or maybe he does know it, maybe he's just lying to us. You know, because we've had, how many has it been? Six, seven, eight different pandemics we had turned out they uncovered a person who was, quote, a notorious coronavirus troll on social media, and it turned out that he was part of the press release organization working for Fauci. Now, why do you think a guy would do something like this? Now, he was criticized by the Daily Beast, by the Drudge Report. It said, oh, well, this is a guy who Fauci doesn't even know that he's being attacked by people in his own organization. And, of course, they didn't criticize Fauci for not knowing, not having any control. But let me tell you something. Why would somebody who has been there at NIH for a very long time, why would they start to criticize this? Because they have seen this rodeo before. It is a play. It is a novel. And they've taken it to a new absurd extreme. Fauci has declared, and so has the World Health Organization, the CDC, they've declared pandemic after pandemic after pandemic. And we've seen this rodeo before. I've seen it before. You know, John Rappaport has seen it before. That's why we didn't believe this from the very beginning. If you've been watching the CDC, if you've been watching their annual fear campaign to get people to get a flu shot, if you've been watching these pandemics at all, you know how this goes. And that's why this is so ridiculous from the very beginning. It's why somebody in his own organization would criticize this. Because they've seen this as well. But when you had Rand Paul talk about immunity and the fact that it's leveling off, as they always do, because of herd immunity, because of the Farr Law, Fauci says, I challenged that, Senator. You're not listening to what the director of the CDC says. That's right. That's right. Don't listen to what the director of the CDC says. Let's see, which of his 100% contradictory statements should I believe from the CDC or from the World Health Organization or from you, Fauci? You guys are constantly contradicting yourself just on masks alone, but also on the vaccines. And then he comes back and he says, I believe you're alone. Well, he's not alone. He's not alone. As a matter of fact, Dr. Scott Atlas went back and forth with NBC's Peter Alexander during a briefing. And this is hard to find. I saw this yesterday afternoon, and I immediately retweeted it with comment. I told my wife about it. She goes, look for it. She couldn't find it. I said, oh, it's right here. I go, oh, it's not there. It's not there on my feed. And so then I just went to the general feed where I'd originally seen it. And there had been an article right underneath it of Deborah Birx saying, I just don't know if I can do this much longer. These people in the Trump White House are just too crazy now. And that was still there. This is immediately above it, gone, taken out by Twitter. So I looked on Google, and you can't find this video anywhere on Google. You know how I found it? Can't find an article about it. Can't find the video anywhere on it. I went to Bing and looked, and I was able to find it. So Google and Twitter are shutting that down. And, of course, we've had the announcement from Google, Twitter, Facebook, that they've all agreed as to what they're going to censor as it comes to the election. Well, they've already made a lot of collusion behind the scenes. And we've seen this for a couple of years now. Is it any coincidence that they all got together on the phone and decided that they would take down InfoWars within a 12-hour period? All of our shows? And they did. This is collusion. It should be subject to antitrust. But, of course, President Trump has been asleep at the wheel on this and everything else, including the lockdown. He occasionally will get furious about it when they do it to him. But he doesn't pay attention when they do it to his base, when they do it to the independent media. He doesn't care. And neither does Brad Parscale. Brad Parscale, so clueless that he is putting out campaign documents telling everybody to wear masks. He's putting out masks to sell to the MAGA crowd. And he's got the lieutenant governor of Ohio, as I showed yesterday, naive enough to try to sell that to the crowd and got booed off the stage. Parscale ought to be booed off the stage. What's the matter with President Trump that he can't hire anybody that's on the same page with him? If, in fact, he really does believe what he says, or half of what he says, because usually he says both sides of each issue. So, again, there you go. But let's talk about what Scott Atlas had to say. Scott Atlas is doing the right thing. Unfortunately, he's the only one there. And so he had this back and forth. I'll just play it for you. Again, as he's challenged on all of this, you'll hear him say, well, I'm not the only one. That's always a tactic. Well, the CDC said this. You have to bow to their authority. And that's not science. He says you can look up the numbers yourself. And here's some of the scientists and studies who have come up with this. So you look at that and you talk about that. Let's play video clip number 7.
Dr. Redfield today said that more than 90% of the population remains susceptible to coronavirus. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I think that Dr. Redfield misstated something there. And the I'm going to answer your question if you let me finish. The data on susceptible that he was talking about was his surveillance data that showed that roughly 9% of the country has antibodies. But when you look at the CDC data state by state, much of that data is old. Some of it goes back to March or April before many of these states had the cases. That's point number one. Point number two is that the immunity to the infection is not solely determined by the percent of people who have antibodies. If you look at the research, and there's been about 24 papers at least on the immunity from T cells, that's a different type of immunity than antibodies. And without being boring, the reality is that according to the papers from Sweden, Singapore, and elsewhere, there is cross immunity, highly likely, from other infections, and there is also T cell immunity. And the combination of those makes the antibodies a small fraction of the people that have immunity. So the answer is no, it is not 90% of people that are susceptible to the infection.
So I guess my question is, for I'm not a doctor, I defer to your expertise on this and to his, but so Americans hear one thing from the CDC director and another thing from you. Who are we to believe?
You're supposed to believe the science, and I'm telling you the science.
So he's not telling us science.
I'm telling you the science, and that's the answer. And if you want to look up all the data, you're free to. You can also talk to the following epidemiologists.
I guess, why is he still going out before Congress and speaking if you say he's misstated today and the president said he misstated last time? Americans are looking for the best information right now.
Yeah, and I'm giving you the best information, and it's confirmed by people like Martin Kulldorff, who's a Harvard epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School. Let me finish, please. Jay Bhattacharya and Johnny Ioannidis, both epidemiologists at Stanford. Professor Gupta, University of Oxford. These are people who know the latest data on the immunology and what's happening.
That's right. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Remember the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. and the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, show these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC, for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States and other areas of the world, cities that have been immunized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists, come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so let's recap these two exchanges. First, there was the exchange between Rand Paul and Fauci. Then there was the exchange between NBC's Peter Alexander and Dr. Scott Atlas. Peter Alexander didn't want him to get to the science, to the data, to the studies, kept cutting him off, but he got his point out. But now he's been cut off by Twitter, Google, Facebook. They're shutting this down. You can barely find this. As a matter of fact, we'll put this out as a video. Just make sure that this is preserved. What we did in the last segment, guys, we'll cut that out. As a matter of fact, cut it out right away. Get it to the writers. This needs to be put out because they're heavily censoring this everywhere. Need to get this up on band.video. And so they don't want you to see what Scott Atlas had to say, because he totally owned this reporter and totally owned Fauci. And so did Rand Paul, by the way. You know, Fauci, at the end, time was out, but he got to come in and say, well, you know, you don't believe the director of the CDC?
Maybe it's the CIA, right? Because that's really where this is really coming from. It's a globalist plan. CIA is behind all of this stuff. Anyway, I believe you alone. And that's exactly what this reporter said. Well, everybody else is saying this. He goes, no, that's not. Fauci says, well, I've got a study here that says that it isn't anything other than the antibodies. Well, it turns out, as Scott Atlas says, no, there are 24 papers that have been done, 24 studies. So Fauci's got one, and then there's 24. Now, that's not science. That's not how science is done. You don't determine science by, like, I've got 24 studies that say X, and you've got one study that says Y. Therefore, X is true. No, it could be that Y is true. Maybe Fauci's single study is a true one, and maybe the other 24 people are wrong. Or maybe Fauci is wrong. Because, you know, Fauci did, has been touting even after it was exposed as an hilarious fraud, this Imperial College of London. A bogus model, a bogus assumption, and then a bogus computer program that couldn't get the same answer twice. And he pushed that. And so what Scott Atlas is saying, he says, look, those other studies you're talking about, that's old data, number one. Number two, immunity is not solely based on antibodies. And that's what Rand Paul was saying. Dr. Rand Paul was saying. And so he pointed out the, and gave the names of the different epidemiologists and where they were, Harvard, Stanford, and so forth. And we've seen this kind of game played by Fauci before. If you remember the game that was being played between hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir, right? Because remdesivir, that's going to be the thing. It's just the thing. It's the panacea. Because, you know, he's got remdesivir. He offered it for AIDS. Nah, it didn't work. He offered it again for Ebola. Didn't work. But now, it has been pronounced the standard of care. How did it become the standard of care? Well, because I say so, right? They had a study that was put up on the World Health Organization site that showed that not only was it ineffective, but it was unsafe. And they pulled that down right away. Pulled it down after 24 hours. Within 1 week, Fauci put up his own study done at the NIH by Fauci for this drug that he loves so much that he's pushed two previous diseases before this. And it wasn't peer-reviewed. Nobody had reviewed it. He just pulled the study out and said, yeah, I got the study here. See this? These numbers here? This is now the new standard of care. And he's got some big numbers on that for his pals at Gilead Pharmaceutical. Because it's like $5,000 for a course of treatment for remdesivir. And hydroxychloroquine is like $3, or it's the other way around, $3,005 or whatever. It doesn't matter. Three orders of magnitude more expensive than the hydroxychloroquine, which we've got a lot more data that shows that it's a lot more effective. Besides, it's not just about the money. I mean, if it was the other way around, I would suggest that you use what works, regardless of what it costs. But you understand the reason that Fauci is doing this is because of what it costs. And then we have another amazing lie that came out of the week and the Drudge Report yesterday. I saw this article from the week. U.S. COVID-19 death toll. And this is the way it was linked all day on the Drudge Report. It may still be up there. I think it was up there still this morning because he doesn't update the report much anymore. Pretty lazy in terms of getting articles as well as lazy in terms of getting facts. He went with the original title. USA virus toll equals 1.5 deaths a minute. And they put that in red and left it up all day. And I think even this morning, it might still be there. Well, you know, the problem is that even if you look at their basic math and assumptions, what they reported was minutes per death, not deaths per minute. Oh, well, you know, that's just math. You know, you put one in the, which one goes in the top and which one goes in the, I don't know, it's just the numbers, put them out there. Whichever one's bigger, make it that. See, there's lies, damn lies, and Drudge and Fauci statistics to create fear and disinformation. So let's take a look at this number. Are we really having 1.5 deaths a minute? No, actually, they corrected it on the week, their headline, but then 1.5 minutes per death is what they said. Okay. But then listen to how they They hyped this. That's equivalent to 8 plane crashes a day or 67 9/11 attacks. Now, you may say, well, how does that compare to, I don't know, deaths from pharmaceuticals or deaths from medical treatment or deaths from heart attack or cancer or drowning or choking or any of this stuff, vehicular death? You see, you can play these games and you can take all these numbers out of context. And what they did was they had some bedwetting grief specialist, not a scientist, not a statistician, not an epidemiologist, a grief specialist, told National Geographic. His name is David Kessler out of L.A. And he said, if you think about it, it's like assuming that there's 138 seats on a classic 737. That would mean 8 planes have crashed on U.S. soil every day. Can you even imagine that? Well, how many plane crashes do we will we have with heart and cancer? Well, that'd be, you know, we'd have the equivalent of 12 plane crashes every day with heart disease. People dying of heart attacks. 12 plane crashes, not 8. Of cancer, it'd be 12 as well. That's about 330. If you normalize it for 190 days, we typically have over the year, that would be about 337,000 heart attacks, deaths by heart disease, not just heart attacks. 312,000 with cancer and so forth. You see, you can play these games with anything. It's astounding. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to die out there. So is this the thing that we need to be shutting the economy down over? Is this even true? Because, you know, the assumption on this was he went back and he said, okay, well, you know, about 200 days. Because he went back to February. So I actually should have, should be a little bit higher than that for the heart and cancer deaths because I only did 190 days. 200 days, 200,000 deaths. 1,000 deaths per day. So it works out to a death every 1.5 minutes if Drudge wants to update his headline there. Anyway, let's take a look at, we're talking about plane crashes. So let's take a look at, death, accidental stuff. Let's take a look at the statistics from the National Safety Council. They typically report stuff as deaths per 1,000. Okay. So if you have poisoning deaths, that would be, 20 deaths per 100,000. Now, if you go with a 200,000 figure, which we all know is highly inflated by at least a factor of 10, Collin County, they said, well, you know, you're going to inflate it even more than that. But the CDC itself admitted that 96% of these people had old age and 2.6 other things wrong with them. But we'll assume that they died from COVID just for the sake of argument. That'd be 17 and a half novel deaths per 100,000 people. But you have 20 deaths per 100,000 people from poisoning. More people are being poisoned than they are falling for this toxic thing. I've got more numbers on the other side of this. I think you're going to find it very interesting. And we'll show you a video clip of how violence is now being associated with mask enforcement in the United States. Stay with us.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the God of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. Every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars. Pray for yourself. Pray for the children. And pray for the world. God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to get into the numbers because the numbers are a stubborn thing. And of course, it's a very important thing to Fauci, and it should be a very important thing to you. It's all about the numbers. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. Before we do, real quickly, I got some other numbers for you. We got some big discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. How about this number? 60% off. How about that? And free shipping. That's right, at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll get Fauci to plug this for us. Now I won't subject you to that. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping. All the shirts are available for $17.76 plus free shipping. We got an 8-pack power stack and a survival shield X2 nascent iodine combo. That's 60% off plus free shipping. Everything that we have on sale right now is free shipping as well. We've got Prostaguard now back in stock. Ultimate fish oil is now back in stock. Heart and body combo. That's Fasobeat and Extendawise. Extendawise has got CoQ10 and many other things that are going to help your heart health. And of course, Fasobeat is concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. And so you can get that together, 50% off plus free shipping. And finally, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze at $130 off plus free shipping. All of that at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what funds this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. That's what funds the bandwidth charges for band.video. And we're going to have that back and forth from Scott Atlas that is so hard to find, that they're purging off of Twitter, purging off of Google searches even. Google has completely memory-holed it because Scott Atlas did such a great job. But I guess, you know, Atlas just shrugs. It's funny to see how Rand and Atlas are taking on Fauci. Okay, so let's get back to the numbers here. All right, so and this is the way it's being hyped by the week. and being used politically by these people to attack Trump and to push Biden out there. Listen to the opening of this report. After the U.S. hit 200,000 recorded COVID deaths on Tuesday, Joe Biden called it, quote, a staggering number that's hard to wrap your head around. Well, he has difficulty wrapping his head around anything, including a teleprompter. So that's nothing novel. And then you had the reporter for National Geographic, because, you know, this is all about science. So we got National Geographic on the beat there, right? The reporter said, quote, our biology is working against us. That's right. It is. We're all approaching death very rapidly, especially as we get to old age and we get multiple comorbidities. That has always been considered to be a natural cause of death, but now they are superimposing the novel on top of that. All those deaths are typically, not all of them, but 96% of them, they claim are, now, the, you know, they're going to assume that they're COVID. And again, at the very beginning of this, they were telling everybody, you even had the American Hospital Association pushing back against Medicare saying, oh, wait a minute, you got to pay us the bonus for COVID. You told us to diagnose people with COVID and we get bonuses? Come on. And they mentioned, they said, you told us that you didn't have enough tests, number one. You told us that tests we did have didn't work, number two. You told us to make clinical diagnoses. If it looks like COVID, it is COVID. If it's a cold, it is COVID. If it's old age, multiple coma, it's COVID. If it's a motorcycle accident, it's COVID. Here's your check, right? We know what this is about. So if it's 96% overstated, or was it 94%? I don't know. You're looking at 8 to 12,000 people. Let's just say 10,000 people, right? 10,000, not 200,000. That they don't know what it is, but they assumed that it was COVID. They don't do an autopsy. They don't have tests. They don't have tests that work, as a matter of fact, either. But let's just assume that we had 10,000 people. But we're not going to talk about the 10,000 right now. We're going to talk about the 200,000. Let's go with their worst case imaginary novel numbers. And let's compare this to some other things. As I said, the National Safety Council, they look at accidental deaths. They look at deaths from poisoning. They look at deaths from vehicles. They look at deaths from falls, for example. Let's take a look at those three and compare them to the 200,000 number for COVID, for the novel. All right. So for the novel, and the number of deaths per 100,000 people in the population would be 17.5. Remember that. Okay. Poisoning, we have 20 people per 100,000 die. So we have more people poisoned than we do dying from the novel. Oh, but look at it. We got 737s crashing everywhere, right? That's the headline. 8 plane crashes a day, 67 9/11 attacks. Well, more people are dying from poisoning. What are we doing about that? I mean, the National Safety Council doesn't even put together the people who die from poisoning by pharmaceuticals or, you know, medical care. No, we're just talking about poisoning, vehicular death, and falls. All right, so let's go. Poisoning was 20, COVID was 17. Death by vehicle, 12. COVID is 17. Death from falls, 11. But then it gets kind of interesting because they also break down their data by age. And we know that, you know, for COVID, it looks pretty much like the actuarial tables in terms of old age. And when you look at poisoning deaths, you know, typically over all age groups, it's 20 per 100,000. For the, it peaks, however, at the age of 42. Isn't that kind of interesting? So if you're around 40 years old, be careful about poisoning. I don't know why it peaks at 42 and then drops off again. At the age of 36, I'm sorry, it's 42 per 100,000 at the age of 36. So if you're 36, be careful. At the age of 21, vehicular deaths peak, and it goes from 12 per 100,000 to 21 per 100,000 at the age of 21. And then when you look at falls, now this is something that looks like COVID-19. At 67, it rapidly accelerates. You know, it's only about 11 over the general population, but it starts to rapidly accelerate at the age of 67, just like COVID. Basically, with COVID, nobody dies below the age of 50. It's statistically zero, unlike every other flu season that we've had. which tells you a great deal about how they've inflated these numbers. But let's just take a look at what happens with falls. At the age of 68, it passes vehicular deaths. So you're more likely, if you're 68 years old or older, you're more likely to die from a fall than you are from a car accident. By age 99, now remember, we're talking about the number of deaths per 100,000. COVID, 17 and a half, poisoning, 20, vehicle, 12, falls, 11. But if you're at the age of 99, the number of deaths per 100,000 is 615. I don't know how many, I don't know if they've got 100,000 people that are age 99, but see, that's the way you play statistics. That's the way you can play games with statistics. Bottom line is, it goes up exponentially, as you get older, just like the novel. But then there's another interesting statistic buried in all of this. If we were to say that there really have been 200,000 people who've died from the novel in 200 days, then that would, compare that to the fact that we've now shut down 100,000 businesses because of the novel. That means for every two people who died, and I tweeted this out yesterday, for every two people who died, we closed down a business. Do we close down a business every time two people get poisoned? Do we close down a business every time two people die in a car accident or die in a fall? No, no. And since the deaths have been overstated by at least 10 times, that means that we really have five businesses closed for every one of these assumed deaths, because they're still assuming it for the remaining 4 to 6% of the people. Think about that. And think about the fact that we've seen a dramatic escalation in the number of suicides because we've destroyed people's lives and jobs and dreams. 100,000 businesses closed over this. And again, this is small compared to death from heart and cancer and other things. And it's about what we typically have with a normal flu season. You know what the equivalent to this really is? If you take this down, we're talking about the deaths per 200,000. So if you take it down by a factor of 10, because they inflated it obviously by a factor of 10, you know, only old people who have, you know, 2.5 comorbidities. So let's take them off. If you do that, they've inflated the numbers by a factor of 10. If you then take this down by a factor of 10, you know, you wind up with a number of possible COVID deaths, because those are still assumed. That is about 1.5 deaths per 100,000 people. That's about equivalent to choking. So just think about that. Every time somebody chokes, you close a restaurant permanently. Permanently. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I think we should continue on with this. We need to listen to these people in authority, and we don't need to enforce the Constitution or individual liberty, President Trump. You just keep listening to these people. We'll be right back.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com. I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through, and InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So, again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Here's one more number for you. I've given you a lot of numbers in the last segment. Here's one more. 75%. What is that? Well, that's the number of coronavirus deaths are 75% lower in nations that use hydroxychloroquine. So let's calculate that out with their 200,000 people they say died. If you had 200,000 people who died from coronavirus, and it could have been 75% lower if you use hydroxychloroquine. That means that Fauci's cost 150,000 people their lives. 150,000 people. Put that on his doorstep. Put that on his epithet because he's going to die from something someday. I mean, he's like 80 years old. But, you know, if we look at it from a standpoint, it may be only if we assume about 9 or 10,000 people. You know, it may be only, you know, 7,500 people that he killed. Or it could be that he killed 150,000 people by keeping hydroxychloroquine off. Because they have approved a lot of other drugs, as they point out in this study. They said the U.S. is an international outlier in the use of hydroxychloroquine. And we know who's out there lying, don't we? It's Fauci. Because in 2005, his own NIH, with the SARS virus at that point in time, said that hydroxychloroquine, in their study, said that hydroxychloroquine was not only therapeutic, in other words, it cured it, but it was also preventative, like a vaccine. Yeah, you know, you got right there an HCQ, you got your remdesivir, and your vaccine, all in one right there, both of them. You know, because vaccines don't cure anything. They're supposed to prevent things. And so you have a therapeutic as well as a preventative. And they said that in 2005, 15 years ago. And, of course, you know, we've also reported that Fauci said when he was questioned about HCQ, he said, well, you know, if somebody wants to use it, somebody's dying, you let them have it, right? Not today, not today. Not a drug that they know about its safety. Yeah, it's got some issues. You have to be careful with it. But it's been used on a long-term basis by a lot of people who have lupus and other conditions for 65, 70 years. So it's well known. This is just called off-label use. And look, there are hundreds of drugs that have been approved without randomized controlled trials for a specific disease, including insulin, tetracycline, prednisone, high-dose penicillin for neurosyphilis. Only 8.5% of the American Heart Association's guidelines are supported by randomized controlled trials. Only 8.5%. Have they done a randomized control trial, which is what Fauci said. Well, you can't use HCQ unless you got a randomized control study here. Well, only 8.5% of the heart drugs have that. So if you want to go with those numbers, the 200,000, put 150,000 of them on the table for Fauci because the deaths are 75% lower in countries that have used hydroxychloroquine. We have the CDC director say vaccination effort will not be completed until July. Now, he's joining the FDA director. They're all teaming up on President Trump, who has pinned his hopes on spending tens of billions of dollars on an RNA DNA modifying vaccine. And that, to me, is the most reprehensible thing that President Trump has done. Without a doubt. One of the most reprehensible. If I had told you that Hillary Clinton would do this, that she would channel tens of billions of dollars to big pharmaceutical drugs companies and push, talk about how the only way that you're going to get out and live a normal life is if you take this and push out a radical new approach on vaccines. If I'd have told you that Obama would have done that, Hillary would have done that, you wouldn't have been surprised and you would have opposed it. But because it's being done by President Trump, you don't care, do you? Well, I care. And these people are saying, well, we'll have 700,000 doses by next year. The big problem is going to be those anti-vaxxers. We're going to have to find something to do with them. Civil war.
In the area during a pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States, other areas of the world, cities that have been unionized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and a global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parrots, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about what's going on with the riots, with the Rent-A-Riot, the money behind it. We're going to talk about what happened with the indictments and the planned reactions to them. Got a lot of footage of that coming up and some updates on that. But I've got just a couple more things I want to say about the undeclared martial law that's now been going on for 192 days, I think it is now. Yeah, 192 days today. Just unbelievable what is happening here. They got to keep you locked down until they get that new RNA DNA modifying vaccine out there. And those anti-vaxxers, I don't know what we're going to do about them. You know, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. You got the CDC and the FDA. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to do something about you people out there. And you got the New England Journal of Medicine said, well, the way we do it is we force people through their employers. We force people if they want to travel, if they want to shop, if they want to go to school, if they want to have a job, we force them through the private corporations because we don't want to have a due process challenge. That's the way they've been doing all of this stuff. K through 12 schools that reopened have avoided COVID-19 surges so far, reports Reason magazine. Oh, isn't that interesting? It's almost kind of like the churches that have been meeting haven't had any COVID-19 surges. You've had now for a month and a half, 2 months, John MacArthur's church, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 people in L.A. meeting without masks, without social distancing, singing. Nobody sick, nobody died from COVID-19. And then you have this church pointed out in Louisiana, the pastor there, Tony Spell. He's been meeting since March. Then he has 1,000 to 1,500 people each week since March. No masks. And so they hauled him into jail or into court this last week. And then they threw him out of courtroom because he didn't have a mask on. But nobody died. Nobody died. And the interesting thing is the K through 12 schools that are reopened haven't seen any surges so far. Unfortunately for the Fauci lives. Isn't it funny how this is working out? I said, if we go about and we live our lives, we go to our motorcycle rallies, we go to bars and restaurants and schools and churches, and nobody dies, eventually we're all figuring out that this is just a lie. It's a novel. Everyone had a fear there would be explosive outbreaks of transmission in the school, said Michael Osterholm, director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. And he told this to none other than the Washington Post. He said, in colleges there have been. We have to say that. To date, we haven't seen those in younger kids. And that's really important. Researchers at Brown University found extremely low levels of virus transmission over a two-week period in schools that reopened. So it's not even showing up in microscopic amounts. And again, remember, when you get a positive swab, that doesn't mean anything. If you are asymptomatic, you cannot transmit the disease. In other words, if you've got so little of the virus, such a small viral load, that you don't even have any symptoms, you're not going to transmit it to anybody. And you're not sick. And when they find all these explosions in colleges, it's because they're doing things like this. University of Illinois is testing its entire undergraduate population twice a week. That's 10,000 tests every day. 10,000 tests a day. You know, they shut down the UNC, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the people who were at the center of creating the bat virus with China, getting tons of money from Fauci to do that, by the way, when he was told to stop. But, yeah, let's not pay attention to those crimes of Fauci. Well, maybe you could get him for the 150,000 people that he killed, according to his 200,000 died because of hydroxychloroquine. But that's a projection. We know that he violated the law. We know that he violated antitrust regulations. We know the corruption and the back deals with all this stuff. It's just disgusting that nothing's being done about it. It's just like what's happening with Soros and the riots that are being funded in the streets. Attorney General Barr's doing nothing. That's why I say, remember where he comes from. He was a made man by George H.W. Bush. It's a new world order, right? About 30 years since that happened. It's a new world order, and I've got it's a new CIA, and I got Bill Barr here to help me rebuild the CIA after we were exposed to be murdering mafia by the church hearings. And now he is President Trump's right-hand man right there, that guy. So don't expect him to do anything about Soros' connection. Don't expect him to do anything about the Fauci globalist connection and the corruption involved in that. But when we look at testing 10,000 college students a day at one university, and they said they can quickly identify asymptomatic cases and quarantine the sick. Well, if you're asymptomatic, you're not sick. And if you're asymptomatic, not any big deal. And they're quarantining the sick. They're not putting anybody in hospital. I pointed this out last week. I said, look at this. You had thousands and thousands of positive swabs in universities because they're testing everybody every day. And yet nobody's gone to the hospital. What does that tell you? It's a lie. This is a lie. Unbelievable lie. Anyway, reasons angle on this is K through 12 schools need to be reopened. Well, I say keep them closed permanently. for other reasons, they got a different kind of virus. If you want to see the virus that you catch in the schools, take a look at the streets of Portland. That's the virus that your kids will catch at school. It's a lot more dangerous and deadly. Teachers' unions have fought tooth and nail to keep schools closed, says Reason. New York City's union successfully pressured Mayor de Blasio to delay reopening schools yet again. Oh, no, we got to reopen this stuff. There's no reason to do it. Concerned parents in Lee County, Florida, are suing the school district because they say you're requiring that our kids wear a mask in order to get an education. It's a different quality education, they assume, if you are doing it on distance learning versus being in class. And so they're very angry about that. And it's kind of interesting, the angle that they're taking here. They're saying in Florida's constitution, you have every child has a fundamental constitutional right to attend a free, uniform public school. And we're not getting that because we're not wearing a mask. Give the parents the money that they need so they can seek education elsewhere. Now, that I do agree with. I do agree with that. Or maybe here's an idea. I don't like taking money from the government. So that's one of the reasons why I really hate this Universal Basic Income CARES Act that President Trump has put out. I hate it with a passion. I hate it as much as I hate the lockdown. I hate it as much as I do the cashless society, the digital dollars that they're going to be handing out to everybody as part of this. I hate it as much as I do the vaccine that he's developing. I hate a lot of this stuff that he's doing right now. I've said it before, the worst president of my life. And you give him a pass because you like him. Unbelievable. Take a look at what you see. What he does matters. Now, we're just projecting what we want on people because of celebrity, because of partisanship. It's unbelievable what is happening. If you want to see where this is going to happen in the second season, season two of the pandemic novel is coming up, right? Well, this is what it looks like. Australia is coming to America. Let's go ahead and play video clip number two. This is a mom. Actually, we'll hold that clip until we come back because we only got about a minute before we go to break. I'll give you a preview of this. This is a woman, Alicia Kitts. She drove an hour and a half from Marietta, Georgia to Logan, Ohio to watch her son's, maybe that's Marietta, Ohio. It's Marietta and it's in Ohio and, to Logan, Ohio. She wanted to watch her son's seventh grade football game, regardless of what state she's in. We are in a state of tyranny. How about that? I don't know whether it's Ohio or where it is, but it's Marietta to Logan, okay? In the first quarter, she was approached by an officer from the Logan Police Department. According to a woman who shot the video I'm going to show you when we come back, she had not been warned for wearing a mask prior to the officer approaching her. She also said that this mother has asthma, and that's why she was not wearing a mask. And when we come back and I show you that clip, you'll see that she's sitting out there by herself. There's only about 20 or 30 people on the visiting team side because, you know, it's this game that was an hour and a half away. An hour and a half away. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Remember, the global lockdowns you're witnessing, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Straightened out now. A little bit of confusion on my part. Talking about Marietta, I'm thinking, Marietta, Georgia? Wait, she went to Ohio this hour and a half drive. No, this is all in Ohio. Reported by the Tennessee paper. You know, just because you hear Paris, don't assume that it's France. We do have a Paris, Texas here, right? We have Rome in Texas as well. We got pretty much everything in Texas. It's big enough. But no, this is Marietta, Ohio to Logan, Ohio. I checked it on my map. Yeah, it is about an hour and a half drive. And all this is happening in Ohio. And in Ohio, you have, wait for it, a Republican governor. Imagine that. And they got a Republican governor who's locked the state down, just like our Republican governor here in Texas, Greg Abbott. Just like the Republican governor in Idaho, Brad Little. And you've got Republican legislatures in Ohio and in Texas and in Idaho who aren't doing anything. But at least in Ohio, they're trying. They're fighting Governor DeWine, Republican of Ohio. You have a legislative effort, as is reported by the mainstream media, to undermine. We're the underminers. No, he's the one who's undermining everything we're doing. There he is with his little mask on. Do you feel safe, DeWine? I hope your seat's not safe. DeWine's coronavirus pandemic, the effort to undermine his coronavirus pandemic response continues. The latest example, reports the Ohio paper, a proposed Restore Ohio Now bill from Representative Diane Grindle that would end the state of emergency in Ohio. The state of emergency was among the very first orders signed by the governor in addressing the novel. And it was made March the 9th. March the 9th. How about that? So another week ahead of us, even. Oh, one of the first to do it, longest to do it. And let me tell you what it looks like here. Because now he's had this on, and you got even the Republican legislature struggling but unable to get this tyrant's neck off of the state of Ohio, this Republican tyrant. Just understand that. Just understand that, folks. Don't have your loyalty to a party. Your loyalty needs to be to the Constitution. Your loyalty needs to be to the Bill of Rights. Your loyalty needs to be to individual liberty. That was the basis of this country. Are you a patriot? Don't wrap yourself in the flag if you're not going to support the basic founding principles of this country. That the purpose of government is to defend individual liberty, not to keep us safe. To defend individual liberty. That's the purpose of government. And if you believe that, there's going to be a lot of Republicans you're going to throw out. And if you can't find another Republican in there, basically, I don't know, you need to start doing stuff at your local level, because that's where you can do something about this. I'm just not going to vote for tyrants anymore. Anybody that approaches the precious jewel of liberty and steals it, you regard with more than suspicion. That's what Patrick Henry, one of the founders, said. You regard with suspicion anybody who even approaches liberty, the precious jewel. These people are jewel thieves. They are repeat offenders. And you don't just distrust them. You throw them out. Anyway, this is what it looks like after you leave this in since the beginning of March. It gradually escalates to this area because they've got a statewide mask mandate thanks to Governor DeWine, the Republican governor. This mother drives for an hour and a half. There's only 25 to 30 people on their side of the football stadium. So the bleachers are basically empty. There's nobody anywhere around her. She's got asthma. She's not wearing a mask. This happens. Video clip number 4. Look at that. Fat cop. He probably outweighs her by 200 pounds.
That's over a mask.
You want to talk about health risks? Let's talk about the risk of being morbidly obese. He's got her pinned down. Look at that. Fighting her over a mask. This is not Australia now. This is Ohio under Republican governor. Excessive laws, excessive force by the police. Always go together.
It's a warning. You get a warning and then it's a $500 fine. You don't get arrested.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. So warning and a fine? No, no, no. She's going to get arrested. And watch. Wait for it. She's going to get tasered right here.
Good job. In other news, the Marietta Tigers are beating Logan.
Wait for
22
it.
22 to
taser
six.
Comes up.
Oh, my God. He just tased her.
Wow.
What the f***?
Wow.
That's unreal.
Yeah, not going to write you up with a fine. I'm going to physically abuse you, tase you, take you off in handcuffs.
All because this lady didn't have a mask and she didn't want to leave because she's watching her kid play football.
Yep.
That's unreal.
America. America. Let's make America gagged again. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that fat cop bullying her. Got her in handcuffs,
hey,
still manhandling her.
Hey, where's your mask?
Yeah, where's your mask, lady? They got a female cop running out there to help, and she doesn't have a mask on. He yells, where's your mask? She grabs her mask and out of her pocket puts it on. But, you know, the big fat cop there didn't tase his partner, take her away in handcuffs. This is it, folks. This is it. Told you it was going to come. And they can't wait for this. They got to keep all this stuff, keep us locked down, can't have a political convention. We got to play by, you know, the novel rules. Going to obey all that. And, you know, all you Trump supporters, they don't need your money. They want you to wear a mask. Well, they won't get my money and they won't get my vote. And so, yeah, that's the state mask mandates. That's what that looks like. Norman, Oklahoma is going to expand their mask ordinance to social gatherings on public or private property. See, even though the virus, the novel virus, even though the narrative is vaporized, can't even make a case for it. As hard as they're trying, 10,000 tests a day at that one university, every student, every day getting tested, and still they can't find anybody to take to the hospital. But they can kick them out of school. They can confiscate their tuition. They can lock them up in solitary confinement on campus, even though they're not sick. And they can escalate these rules to control us. Have you had enough? Out of Australia, by the way, got this report out of the Daily Mail. A young boy who said he was going to go for a jog dies alone in the woods because the Victoria police were called off from searching for the teen. They stopped volunteers and family from searching for the teen because they were told you can't go outside, you can't gather, you know, because of the novel. And so he died from that. Yeah. Coming to America. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration. absolute authoritarianism to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech can do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them. And we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
The planets have aligned globally. They've aligned nationally. They've aligned financially, culturally, but most importantly, spiritually. We are living at a point in human development that will decide the entire future destiny of our species. And that's why big tech, controlled by the very dark forces of the globalist, is trying to dumb us down, isolate us, make us depressed, make us alone, and try to control every aspect of our lives, literally brainwashing us with the stimuli that they put forward, because they do not want us to take our birthright, not just of Americana, but of true Christendom and the Renaissance and the Enlightenment. They are trying to create a new dark age where they have all the high technology and life extension, and we are walled off in a technocracy that controls us through carbon credits and through a social credit score. This is their plan. We must come together and awaken out of our trance and say no. We must embrace God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
In an unprecedented monetary overhaul, the Federal Reserve is preparing to deposit digital dollars directly into each American's account. Now, if you remember when they were debating the massive pork bill, the CARES Act, I guess we could call it pork. I mean, if you're paying off everybody in the country, it's pork, isn't it? Pork barrel. That was the whole, the etymology of that word. You know, they would have the slaves on the plantation line up and, you know, they could all pull a piece of pork out of the barrel. And now, since we've been enslaved, they've taken our jobs, enslaved us to become government dependents,
It is a pork barrel project, isn't it? And they don't want to, you know, even make coins anymore. They certainly don't want to print the paper, as I pointed out. If they were to print this as paper, oh my. You know, it's only, would take a stack of dollar bills, $3.5 trillion. If you took $1 bills and stacked them, you'd go all the way to the moon. Well, they've already done $3.7 trillion. You'd be well beyond the moon. So they don't have that much paper. They don't have that much time to print all that stuff. So they just, you know, create digital dollars out of thin air. Totally thin air. Don't even print the paper. It's not worth the paper it's printed on because it's not even printed on paper. It's just digital dollars. No, this is a way of going cashless for even more control over you. You know, make you completely take away your independence, take away the middle class, take away the ability to have any upward mobility by creating a business, because that's what this has all been about. 100,000 businesses have been permanently destroyed over these 190 days. And not to mention all the people that they employ, because the small businesses employ a lot more people than the big businesses do. They're wondering how they're going to get you to get on to universal basic income, how they're going to keep you from grabbing pitchforks and torches and dragging these people out to the guillotines. That's what Mike Bloomberg was saying before this all happened. He said, yeah, we're going to, you know, as farmers, anybody can do that. Factory workers, anybody can do that. We're the smart people. We're going to take everybody's jobs. We just got to figure out when we do it, how we keep them from killing us. They've been talking about how by 2030, when they have their great reset, part of the UN 2030 agenda, confine everybody into the cities, confine them into micro apartments, make them totally dependent on the government, make sure they don't travel anywhere. Now, we, you know, in California, by 2035, they're going to take away your cars, take away all engines. You'll only be able to have electricity that comes through their grid, and they will control the cars as well. And they will control your movement, everything that you do. The outer limits of 2030 is already coming here. They're checking all the boxes just with this one move. Digital dollars. That checks two of the boxes. Universal basic income and a cashless society. And people are begging for it. Begging for it. And you take a look at Delta. As a matter of fact, you've got the corporate, the CEO, saying, for political reasons or for other reasons, these individuals insisted on not wearing a mask after being asked multiple times to put it back on. So they're not going to fly Delta. They're not going to have the privilege. The privilege? Really? One person pointed out to me, safety videos that they used to play on the plane said, we work hard to earn your business every day. This listener is a Delta employee. He's not happy with the way this is going, or she, whoever it is. They used to say, we work hard to earn your business every day. Well, you work hard to pay for a flight, don't you? But no, no, that's your privilege. And the listener said, this is the way they ought to do this now on the safety video. You as a customer work hard to earn money for us to allow you to have the privilege on flying on our airplane. And do not forget that, peasant, because that's where we are now. By the way, Delta is now in talks to delay 40 Airbus jet deliveries, according to Bloomberg. See, they're not flying too much anymore. You know, you had the phony statistics put out there by The Week and by Drudge Report. Oh, look at this. It's like we've got like 8 planes crashing every day. That's how many people have died from COVID. It's like 8 planes a day crashing. Well, they're not flying. And it's not 8 planes a day. That's their inflated number of 200,000, which is about inflated by about a factor of 10. So it's less than one plane a day. If you even assume that those people, and if you take out the people that are old, that have 2.5 comorbidities, things that would kill them anyway, then you're less than a plane a day. But, you know, we have about 12 people who die of a heart attack plane crash every day. 12 planes full of people with heart attacks every day die. 12 planes full of people with cancer every day die, and on and on and on. But let's focus on the novel, because that's the way we're going to do this. Let's talk about what we're really going to die from. Suicide, tyranny, and starvation. When you look at what's happening already in the UK, I've said it. It's coming to America. I just showed you the bullying, the tasering of this mother in the stands there in Republican-controlled Ohio. I said they're going to create the phase two. It's going to be the winter of our discontent. And look at what is happening in the UK. Grocers are staving off panic buying amidst the second lockdown fears, because you know that they're going to do this. You've got conservative Bojo talking about how they're going to have to do it. And so people understand what's going to happen. And so they're already emptying the shelves. Look at that picture there. Shelves are already empty. This is not 6-8 months ago. This is now. And it's going to get worse. And here's what they say. Quote, the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days. No, it isn't. This is an epidemic of testing. The positive swabs, where they magnify the viral load and they can't distinguish one coronavirus from another. That is an epidemic that is doubling roughly every couple of days. Because they're testing everybody now with a test that isn't being used properly. Quantitatively and qualitatively false. And the person who got the Nobel Prize for inventing it said you can't use a PCR test for that. Supermarket bosses have urged shoppers to not start panic buying, while one chain says that they've employed 1,000 safety marshals as the industry braces for a potential change in shopping habits ahead of new lockdown restrictions. Panic food buying. That's The Guardian talking about that. Got a grocery store chain getting food marshals to ration the stuff. Scoops are on the way. Australia, they got raids on farmers markets now. People wearing masks, but hey, too many people in this area, we're going to shut down this farmers market. They've got rice and beef shortages in Australia. They've got pork shortages now showing up in China. Chinese pork reserves are at risk of running out in months as prices are soaring. Right there, they're being hit by African swine fever, and that's what's shutting them down. But just understand, with all this testing mania, all they have to do is go into one of the handful of processing plants where we do pork or we do beef, and we've already seen this happen through the first novel. Now that we got season two of the novel coming, you know it's going to happen again because they got more tests. Oh, we got two people that tested positive here in the chicken factory. Let's shut the whole thing down. You know, and there goes 10% of the U.S. supply of chicken. All of a sudden, the shelves start disappearing. You know, the stock starts disappearing off the shelf. They say, there is no need to buy more than you usually would. I would like to reassure you that our stores remain fully stocked and ask that you continue to shop considerately, they say in the U.K. Folks, we still have access to storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. We're about 2 weeks out. Take advantage of that. You know this is coming. This is going to be the dark winter, the winter of our discontent, and this may not be limited just to this winter because we may be going into dark years ahead. Take a look at that. Take a look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many products to support your health. DNA Force Plus, 50% off and free shipping. We have the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 60% off and free shipping. We have a lot of other products that are now back in stock and on sale with free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil, Prostaguard, Heart and Body Combo. Take a look at the product we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back and we'll talk about what's going on with the riots. Stay with us. Be right back.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications of COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
I've got some bad news for you, then I got some really bad news, and then I've got some good news. The bad news is, even if Trump gets reelected, they're going to still trigger attempts at martial law, medical lockdowns, race riots, and a depression. That's the globalists. They're trying to bring America to our knees. Now, if Trump doesn't get elected, they're still planning to bring us to our knees and really try to break our will and bring us into a super intense depression, total control, and like Australia's already doing, rounding up and arresting people that criticize what the left are doing. That's the really bad news. The good news is this has triggered people out of their sleep all over the world, and the resistance is mounting, and the globalists are panicking. So, bottom line, we're in the fight. We're starting to win, but it's serious. So pray to God for a global awakening. Support InfoWars, spread the word, and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Literally, we're having an emergency Keep InfoWars sale happening right now. Please visit InfoWars Store and keep us on air. Thank you so much.
I don't want to be negative about the prospects of the election, but I need to be honest with everybody. The Democrats and their deep state controllers, communist Chinese, have come out and said they're going to contest the election. They know that Trump's going to win in a landslide. And the destabilization that that's going to cause is going to further destroy the markets and the economy. And going into the future, even if Trump is able to prove that he's won the election, the Democrats have said they're going to break away politically and culturally into the blue states and blue cities and basically use that as a pretext to sabotage the Republic even more. So until this cancer is rooted out, until these criminals that work with foreign governments that are trying to basically destroy the country are punished and removed, it's just going to continue to happen. And so that's the big problem here, is that we have systemic dug-in corruption by people that hate the country's very existence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This whole thing has been going around for quite a while. As a matter of fact, we had the indictment released yesterday in the riots, which had been planned and financed lavishly, resumed. We had two police officers shot as of 11 o'clock last night. About 50 people had been arrested. It continues. And we've got a lot of footage of what is happening there. But to begin with, we've got footage of the initial raid. Let's play video clip number 8. Nope, we don't have that. Okay, there we go. Here's the initial raid that set off the no-knock raid. Drug raid. There we go. Actually, this is Terry Gilliam's Brazil, 1984. When this is not a common occurrence, this is over-the-top dystopian fantasy. Now this has become reality. This is happening all the time. As a matter of fact, back in the 1980s, we only had about 3,000 of these a year. And although that seems like a lot, it's not anything compared to what we had by within 20 years. We had 50,000 of these a year. Go ahead and kill that. We have about 40 bystanders killed out of this every year. A lot of innocent people are killed. As a matter of fact, we have had, and it's not 40 bystanders a year, but over a 10-year period, between 2010, 2016, six-year period, sorry, 40 bystanders killed. We had 81 civilians killed, 13 officers killed. Because, you know, when you kick in the door, a lot of people don't know who you are. Just like Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, who has a concealed carry permit. He got a permit to have a gun. And so he shot. And one of the officers was hit but wasn't killed. And the officers emptied their guns. One of them has now been charged with reckless endangerment, but nobody's been charged with shooting Breonna Taylor. Now, of these, over the six-year period, 2010, 2016, 81 civilians killed, 13 officers killed with these no-knock raids. Half of the people killed were black. So it's a higher percentage. But what if we didn't make this about racism? What if we said, you know, I don't think it's worth killing 81 civilians. Civilians. This is because we're under martial law. We talk about people who are citizens as civilians, right? So 81 civilians and 13 martial law officers have been killed. That's 93 people. Maybe, you know, regardless of what the racial mix is of these people, maybe we could stop it if we all came together. But no, we're going to have another war over race. At least seven lawsuits have been settled over $1 million each out of these raids. One of these that I remember particularly heinous about 5 years ago. No-knock raid, kick the door in, they throw in a flash grenade, and it goes into the crib of a baby, the flash grenade. Severely burned and injured that baby, severely. Permanently messed that child up. And it was a bogus raid. There was nothing to it. Everything about the war on drugs is heinous. You take a bad situation of people engaged in self-destructive behavior. Good job, guys. We found that pretty quickly. People engaged in self-destructive behavior. We should call that. As a matter of fact, we had Lysander Spooner talk about the difference between vice and crime. Vice is something that you do that harms yourself. And you reap what you sow. If you engage in self-destructive behavior, you will reap punishment from that behavior. Drug addiction, all these different vices, they have built within them their own punishment. If you, however, treat that as crime, crime is something that you do to other people. If you treat that as crime, and that's really what we've done with this prohibition, we come after the end users as much, if not more so, than we do the people who are selling it. Because we still haven't shut the CIA down. Biggest drug traffickers there are anywhere. Keeping this going in Afghanistan, they were the ones who created the crack cocaine epidemic to finance the Iran-Contra war secretly. So we don't shut them down, do we? No, no, we come after the end users. We lock people up with mandatory minimums. We corrupt law enforcement because, you know, a lot of people, when you come after victimless crimes, we call them, or vice crimes, it's different. You know, most police officers won't look the other way when it's a murder. They will look the other way when it's something like, well, you know, these people wanted the drugs and they bought that as, you know, willing to do that. So I'll take some money on the side to let that go this time. Very easily to corrupt people on that type of thing. But it doesn't work is the biggest problem. It just doesn't work. It's kind of like the torture program. You decide that it's okay to use torture because you've watched too many episodes of 24. You know, the ticking time bomb scenario. But here's the reality. You torture people to get intelligence, and what you wind up with is a war in Iraq based on lies that were beaten out of somebody and then fed by Gina Haspel to everyone else, our current CIA director. You know, when we look at all of this, it's kind of interesting. Again, Rand Paul at the center of this. It was back in June. Rand Paul introduced the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act. Reported on, well, here's a press release from paul.senate.gov. After talking with Breonna Taylor's family, I've come to the conclusion that it's long past time to get rid of no-knock warrants. This bill will effectively end no-knock raids in the United States, said Senator Paul. He reiterated his long-standing commitment to ensuring a just and fair system that respects all Americans' rights, including the need to end no-knock warrants. So we need to stand together. We need to unite instead of dividing over skin color. It's the Marxists and the communists and the anarchists and the socialists who want to divide us on skin color. We need to stand together and say we don't want to have this kind of policing. We don't want to have no-knock warrants. We don't want to have an unconstitutional United Nations pushed war on drugs. We need to end this now. It hasn't worked for 50 years. It isn't going to work if you keep it another 50 years. It'll just create more violence, more corruption, more destruction of the rule of law, and more deaths for everybody. And I hear both sides, you know, you hear the white people will say, well, there's more white people that are killed by the police than there are black people. And the black people will say, but it's a higher percentage of us, and everybody plays the victim game. Why don't we come together and solve this instead of pitting everybody black against white? The conservatives are doing it as much as the liberals are doing it, putting out those types of things. So after Rand Paul does that at the beginning of June, by the end of August, he gets attacked by a crowd that is screaming at him to say her name. He did say her name. And he put her name on an act to end the no-knock raids, because that's the real problem. It's not racism. It's the war on drugs. It's bad laws, excessive laws, and the excessive force that comes with them. And Rand Paul said, you saw that at the end of August. He said, I truly believe this with every fiber of my being. If they'd gotten at us, they would have gotten us to the ground. We might not have been killed, but we might have just been injured by being kicked in the head or kicked in the stomach until we were senseless. Because all of this is senseless. The war on drugs is senseless. These radicals, these that have been trained by our government schools and universities, they are senseless. Rand Paul says he can't judge guilt or innocence in the Breonna Taylor case. He says, I can't judge it. A jury will have to decide that. Those details are best left to a jury without politicians and everybody else weighing in on the guilt or the innocence. Now, the facts are that she was shot 6 times. The Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, said that there was not conclusive evidence that any of the 10 shots fired into Taylor's apartment actually hit Taylor. I don't know who did that, right? We didn't test any of that. But out of the officers that were there, they did test the bullets that went into another apartment. And that because they found a bullet that went into another apartment that was fired by one of the officers, he's now been charged with reckless endangerment. So how is it that we don't charge them? If they shoot into another apartment, it's reckless endangerment. But if he shoots without seeing who's behind that wall there, we don't charge him with that. We don't even look to see if that's his bullet. Something about this stinks. A lot. Everything about this stinks a lot. The riots stink a lot. We're going to follow the money, which is what A.G. Barr will not do. You're not going to see him do an investigation. Well, the investigation's already there. The facts are there. We know who's funding this. And we know why they're funding it. And we know why these crooked politicians look the other way, because they want a race war. Both parties. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
In
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, Rand Paul wisely said, I'm not going to try to judge. This is for a jury to decide. We'll have to hear what happened with this. We do know, however, what the indictment is. And we know the aftermath of this, as they were planning on rioting. It didn't matter what they did, quite frankly. I mean, I think they could have indicted all of them for first-degree murder, even. And I think they would have still rioted. And we're going to take a look at the money behind this, but let's also take a look at what the indictment is. According to the Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, he said, according to Kentucky law, the use of force was justified to protect themselves. Now, this is a no-knock raid based on a bogus warrant. The question was whether or not they knocked. They said they had a warrant for a no-knock raid. And he said they broke down the door of the battering ram. However, Walker, the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed in bed, the boyfriend jumped up with a gun because he thought it was a home invasion and started shooting. One of the officers was shot, and then they just emptied their guns in every direction. And she was killed. They shot. Some of their shots went into neighboring apartments, and so they have charged one of the officers that they went back and they did ballistics tests on the bullets, and they found that one officer's bullet was found in another apartment, and so they charged him with reckless endangerment. No drugs were found. It was a bogus warrant. They said the 10 rounds that you fired in the patio door and the window, which were covered with material that completely prevented you from verifying any person as an immediate threat or, more importantly, any innocent persons present. Said the police chief, Robert Schroeder. He said, you further failed to be cognizant of the direction in which your firearm was discharged. Some of the rounds that you fired actually traveled into the apartment next to Ms. Taylor's, endangering the three lives in that apartment as well. So this is a letter of termination. They fired the police officer who has been charged. Firing 10 rounds indiscriminately everywhere. One of them went into the apartment nearby that had three people there. Now, Benjamin Crump, a civil rights attorney representing Taylor's family, said if this officer's behavior was wanton endangerment to people in neighboring apartments, then it should have been wanton endangerment in Breonna Taylor's apartment, too. In fact, it should have been ruled wanton murder. Frankly, yeah, I don't understand that. The whole idea that this is racism simply isn't true. If you're shooting indiscriminately at people you can't even see, how is that racism? It is, again, the war on drugs. Rand Paul was absolutely right about that. It's the no-knock raids that must be ended. The war on drugs itself has to be ended. He sponsored the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act. Why do you use this to stop the no-knock raids? Instead, they're going to use this to escalate a race war. And this is how this is going to roll out. Now, the police say that Taylor said that they knocked first before they came in. I don't know. I mean, you know, when you hit the door with a battering ram, does that qualify as knocking? And when you, If he said they knocked and then came in with a battering ram, why would he be afraid and grab a gun to try to defend himself? He believed that it was a home invasion, right? When he testified that they had knocked first, I'm wondering if I look at the statements here, would it be something from a lawyer saying something to the effect, did you hear a noise? Yeah, I heard a noise. Oh, well, then they knocked first, didn't they? I don't know. Is that based on body cameras that they knocked and waited for a while, see if somebody's going to open? Or did they knock and then batter it down, and then he grabbed a gun and started shooting? We don't know. Those are things we don't know. But what we do know is that we've had a couple of cops shot last night as the riots have commenced. We'll have photographs of that and what is happening to innocent people around the country, across all the way into St. Petersburg.
In the area during the pandemic, we look to local health authorities. So, for example, in the U.S., it would be CDC for guidelines around medical misinformation in a narrow way, which could cause harm in the real world.
That was a few months ago, and the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, made a very important statement. All the other big tech heads made the exact same statement, because it comes out of the UN, that they follow the guidance of the WHO and or local government. What they mean is, in the United States, other areas of the world, cities that have been immunized or that have actually signed on to UN memorandums and agreements. So what he's saying is, oh, we follow the United Nations and the global government, and then we've got little stakeholder parents, that's how the UN works, that then give the illusion of it being local. But then when your doctors or your scientists, your virologists come out and say that COVID-19 is massively exaggerated, the power grab, they get silenced. Their press conferences get muzzled, just like they do in communist China. That's what's really going on here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
As I said before, I don't think that any kind of an indictment would have stopped what was already pre-planned and funded. We'll take a look at the Rent-A-Riot, the money behind this, but let's take a look first at some of the violence. Multiple police officers were shot. We have a story at Infowars.com, a video. BLM crowd yells at the police, get ready to effing die before shooting, and we've had at least two police officers shot there. But this is happening across the country. You know, you have a situation where, because of the war on drugs, I believe, as I've said several times already, I don't think it's racism. I think it's the war on drugs. That has to be stopped. That is what's militarized the police. And they want to add to the war on drugs a race war. So they're not going to investigate this. And they're not going to prosecute police officers for the excessive use of force when they enforce excessive laws, or when they enforce a UN agenda, the drug war. And so now we had two Louisville police officers shot, suspect arrested for that. And then across the country, in Denver, we had multiple individuals struck after a driver was surrounded by BLM protesters. After a few tense moments, the driver sped off and hit people. And this brings up the question of, what do you do about that? You know, there's an article from American Thinker. Should motorists run over anarchists at impromptu roadblocks? Anarchists' widespread use of roadblocks to attack motorists requires citizens, and especially potential jurors, to understand the full implications of these incidents. Especially true given the propensity of some district attorneys, you know, those who were funded by George Soros, and that is a fact. Yeah, Fox News will kick off Newt Gingrich for pointing that out, but it is a fact. And kudos, I didn't mention it, but kudos to Tucker Carlson for going against Fox News management and backing up the well-known facts of the massive amounts of money that Soros and his organizations are pushing into races to elect district attorneys, as well as state attorney general races. So as I point out in this article, A hasty roadblock is just a euphemism for an ambush. The U.S. Army makes it emphatically clear that a roadblock can be a prelude to an immediate and violent attack on approaching vehicles and their occupants. Quote, this is from the U.S. Army. An example of a hasty roadblock is a tree wrapped with enough charges to fell it across the approach route when the enemy comes within the ambush area. And so we've got a lot of anarchists that are using hasty roadblocks to stop vehicles. Now, sometimes it just run out in the street. And then, of course, some of them, as we've seen, they've got firearms now. But they can kill you with a brick. And so we see this over and over again. Let me tell you, I'm not stop. I guess we need to get like bumper stickers I can put on the front and the back. I don't brake for BLM. Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play that game. And then it gets to this, all the way into St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay, these people who are out there for justice, right? Oh, we want justice for Brianna. So is justice for Brianna attacking an elderly couple at a restaurant in St. Petersburg that don't have anything to do with this? They're not police officers. They're not even in the same town, as if that made any difference. I mean, is it okay to attack elderly people or even police officers who aren't the ones who were on the scene? I mean, it's not justified for them to shoot police officers in Louisville. That's not justice. That's terrorism. Why isn't that being, why aren't they doing something about that? Let's play video clip number one. These are some of the racial justice protesters attacking an elderly couple at a Florida restaurant in St. Petersburg. Video clip number one.
Stand up, fight back!
He just pulls up a chair and sits down with them at their table. So the woman gets up. The woman pushes them, not the man. Pulls out her phone to film it. Other people are filming them. He tries to calm her down. But they've just made themselves at home and taken over the table, and they're threatening them. Okay. All right. We're pulling down the audio because there's a lot of language on that. Black Lives Matter mob terrorizes diners in St. Petersburg, Florida, reports Gateway Pundit, and threaten drivers out on the road. You want to play in the streets? You're going to get run over, quite frankly. Protests and riots immediately erupted all over the country. And that's one example of it right there in Florida. Because, this is about racial justice. So we're going to go harass people in Florida because they're white. And we're not racist at all, right? Not at all. Or take a look at what the mob is doing in Louisville. This is the mob surrounding a man who is defending his own business from the mob people. Video clip number five. All right, you get the idea. It's violence everywhere. That's exactly what the system wants. As a matter of fact, it's what they've been inciting. It's what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were pushing, as well as Don Lemon. And it's amazing to me, as I said earlier in the program, you've got people like Joe Biden who pushed the law that locks everybody up. And you got Kamala Harris, who is busy locking everybody up as attorney general, and then brags when she runs for president that she was smoking pot. Of course, she was probably was, but she's lying about it to the person who was interviewing her, saying that she used to, in college, listen to such and such a person smoke pot. But of course, that person was not around when she was in college. I guess you could say she was lying about her age as well. but anyway, as I point out, we got the article at Infowars.com. BLM crowd told the police, get ready to effing die before shooting. Two police officers were shot. One suspect has now been arrested. At least 10 shots reportedly fired at police by Louisville Black Lives Matter. And as we look at this, when we come back, we're going to take a look in detail at where the money is coming from and the group that is lavishly funded by the usual globalist suspects. You've seen it's become a viral video now, the Rent-A-Riot mob. They pull up with a U-Haul equipped with shields and supplies for the groups to use. They had everything ready. It was all planned, and it didn't make any difference what the indictments were. They were still going to do that. Meanwhile, by the way, we have ammunition sales have surged 139%. I don't know where anybody's getting any ammunition. Everywhere I'm looking, it's all out. It's like the shelves of food that we see already being emptied in the UK as the second wave of testing begins to show people who are swabbing positively. Well, that's justification. We're going to shut everything down. Well, this is the other side of it, the ammunition shortage that we're seeing everywhere. And when we come back, we'll also talk about what community protection looks like and how it needs to make a comeback. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Black Lives Matter, Antifa riots, and racial attacks we're all seeing are publicly directed by a handful of top billionaires, led by people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, of course, Tim Cook, and others. They sit up there with their trillions of dollars they control in their companies, and their hundreds of billions of dollars individually, leveraging that against us and trying to create an artificial revolution against local government and police. And the mayors are, again, they're playing their political game to try to trigger the complete breakdown of the United States and Western Europe, so these billionaires can come in and buy it all up for billions on the dollar. That's why I'm so angry at these globalists, because when you're looking at them, they're the ones that sit in their councils and have decided to run these plans against us. They are enemies of humanity and must be dealt with. It's us or them, period.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've come to you many times and asked for your support, and you've always come through. And InfoWars has come through. We've never sold out. We've never backed down. We've always told the truth. We've made mistakes. But 98% of the time or so, we're dead on. And the enemy knows that. InfoWars is a thought leader, not just here, but around the world. And that's why the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the globalists want us off the air. Because their global plan of total tyranny and a post-human world will not succeed if we stay on air. If you don't support us, ladies and gentlemen, now, they're going to shut InfoWars down and shut everybody else down as well. You already know that. It's out in the open. So again, count the cost, focus, and realize how critical you are with your word of mouth spreading the word that overrides the censors, your financial support, getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and your prayer. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. Let's do this together. We're going to win. We are winning, but it's not going to be easy. The enemy's trying to take it all from us. Let's not let them succeed.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. Their love is killing us. They're mostly peaceful riots are killing us. They said it again. The media said that again. Mostly peaceful. Until the shots started. Mostly peaceful except for all these burning buildings in the background. Mostly peaceful except for the mob that surrounded the guy defending his business. I showed you that video clip there. They start breaking out windows as they're doing that. And then we're going to take a look at the Rent-A-Riot. The Rent-A-Riot. That's coming up, and everybody has seen the video. We'll tell you what is behind this. We have the article at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's kind of funny when you rent a U-Haul trailer to organize your riots. U-Haul's got the records, so I'll tell you who these people are. First of all, let's show you the clip of these people putting out shields and axes and, you know, other things for a peaceful protest. Video clip number two.
Hey, somebody with me on this. Let's go.
Abolish the police. Here's some axes to do that. All right, so you get the idea of that. So they were all ready for that. It was all organized. And so the question then becomes, who paid for all of this? Well, we've had some investigations. And again, you can see the, as you see them taking out signs, shields, water. Oh, yeah, it's just about giving water and signs. But it was highly organized and pre-planned, as all this stuff is. The story we have at InfoWars.com. Soros-linked bail project employee rented the U-Haul that handed out the shields to potential rioters. Holly Zoller, a, quote, bail disruptor, unquote, for the Soros-linked bail project. This is news that you're not going to hear on Fox News because, you know, people like Faulkner will shut that down if you talk about that. I mean, you can't even talk. It's a matter of fact. Yeah, what she shut down Newt Gingrich for. Saying, well, you know, he got all these district attorneys elected who are going to charge the people who drive away when they're surrounded by a mob that's banging on their car if they run over any of these, any of this gang. And that's where this is all, these are the people who are basically, throwing more gasoline onto the Molotov cocktails. No, you can't talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. That's definitely not Soros. It's a matter of record who paid for who gave campaign contributions to these people. I mean, there's enough of a record besides the money that's probably under the table. You know, the Federal Election Commission has records of who contributed to that. So we know that these are Soros organizations. And here, this organization, she is part of the Bail Project. National File reported earlier today, that a U-Haul truck was used to distribute equipment, including shields, to potential rioters in Louisville who are protesting the grand jury decision. and the Breonna Taylor case. IntelWave, a Twitter account that's been gathering information on protests, riots, and chaos, along with the group Third World Fight Club, were able to track down the identity of the driver, Holly Zoller. Zoller is a quote-unquote bail disruptor for the Bail Project, an organization that opposes cash bail and claims that paying bail for those in jail is, quote, an act of resistance against a system that criminalizes race and poverty. According to her bio on the Bail Project's site, Holly Zoller is the founder of the Louisville Books to Prisoners, a nonprofit organization to put books in the hands of people. So, you know, that's all she does is just deliver books. But then sometimes she gets a U-Haul and she gives people shields and axes. One member of the anonymous group called Zoller, posing as a U-Haul employee, noting that the company had seen, quote, hundreds of Twitter posts about the U-Haul truck being used to protest illegally. She says, well, we handed out supplies, that's all, including umbrellas, water masks, goggles, and gloves. And the caller who said that they called her up and said, well, we're from U-Haul. You know, we see that you used our truck, and our truck is now all over social media. What did you do? Oh, well, I just handed out some water and umbrellas. The caller says, well, we also saw signs about abolishing the police, to which she said, well, that's my First Amendment right. She then denied that she protested, but then was caught admitting that she drove the U-Haul truck and dropped the items off. When she returns to the call, she says the caller should talk to her lawyer, and she won't be answering any more questions. She has also been photographed at the Charlottesville riots in 2017, wearing goggles and carrying a wooden stick. So, you know, this is, you know, it was just white supremacists that were doing that. No, it was actually white anarchists that were behind the Charlottesville thing. There she is in Charlottesville. Yes, she runs a little book delivery system, right? That's what she does when she's not engaged in violent activity. Shields, axes, hammers. Yeah, she works for the Bail Project, the Soros Bail Project. But also you have Jack Dorsey helped to donate $11 million to that same organization that was handing out weapons. But there's a lot more to it than that, actually. There's also an organization called the Sunrise Movement. And they are pushing this kind of, you know, radical response. They have been in the past, not just pushing Black Lives Matter, but also pushing for the Green New Deal, Occupy Wall Street. And they're getting results because we've now seen that California has said that they're going to outlaw all internal combustion engines. You know, no engines on any cars. We got to keep you locked down. You know, the whole point that they're doing with the battery-operated cars is make sure that you don't go anywhere without having dependency on their grid. You know, you have a lot more independence if you have a internal combustion engine. As a matter of fact, you got a diesel engine. You can basically slightly modify those things and run off of pretty much anything. You know, you can run off of cooking oil if you want to. So it's a lot harder to control people if they've got engines than it is if they've got batteries, because now you're going to get charged typically through the grid that they control, and then they want to control how you drive your car. That's why there's been so much focus on the self-driving cars. Self-driving cars did not start with Elon Musk. Self-driving cars began with a DARPA competition project. That was, as a matter of fact, their first competition project. You see, when you look at all of this stuff, this goes back before you have the people like Elon Musk and George Soros and Jack Dorsey of Twitter and the Google people. The people who are ultimately behind this are the military-industrial complex and DARPA, working through the UN, working through these globalists. They are the ones who are developing the technology, who are pushing this out. People like Elon Musk is making a lot of money putting up the 5G and launching the satellites and creating the infrastructure, which, by the way, he had a little bit of a problem with that. Somebody hacked his system. Imagine that. Imagine. Oh, you just can't go anywhere. You're now locked down completely. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the Sunrise Project. We'll talk about the effort to take down our transportation completely. And we'll talk about how we can pull the plug on UN 2030 and how we can defend ourselves with local community defense organizations. We used to call those militias.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that. They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown. And it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
Servants of Satan are working around the clock to silence the people of not just the United States, but of the world. Because there is a great awakening taking place. Everyone I talk to, everywhere I go, people that weren't even religious or spiritual now understand this is a fight between good and evil. And they're finding Christ. And they're finding the prophecies that aren't like Nostradamus, vague, but are very, very detailed and extremely specific, that are now coming true at a frightening rate. Frightening because so many people are still living under the control of the God of this world, Satan. Do not realize that their immortal souls are in grave danger. Do not fear he who can kill the body. Fear he who can kill the soul, as the good book warns us. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm very honored to be on air still during this time. And every day we're still on air is a blessing. So please pray for InfoWars, pray for yourself, pray for the children, and pray for the world. God bless you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we just talked about who was behind the U-Haul. Pretty easy to track it down. Had some people track it down and call her up. And But I'm with U-Haul. We're seeing our truck all over social media and everything, and they got her to admit to it until she finally said, I'm not talking anymore. Get my lawyer if you want to talk to him. And there's pictures of her at Charlottesville in 2017. Imagine that. And imagine the fact that she is an employee of George Soros and his bail project that's been also given $11 million by Jack Dorsey. But there are other threads in all of this. As Michelle Malkin points out, the Sunrise Movement, run by Occupy Wall Street alumni and Green New Deal zealots, also the Sierra Club under their umbrella, they provided five-figure initial seed grants to the Sunrise Movement and also gave them office space in Washington, D.C. Other original donors to set them up were the Rockefeller Foundation and the Wallace Global Fund. Now, the Wallace Global Fund has got funding from the Tides Center, the Color of Change, Cancel Culture Guerrilla Warriors, and far-left legal policy groups, Alliance for Justice, and the Brennan Center for Justice. And where do you see all these different organizations being funded? Well, the Sierra Club, that's over all of this, of course, getting a lot of money from George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. And the Tides Center is heavily funded by Soros as well. What are these people teaching everyone? Well, if you look at this video, let's play a video in their own words. We're all going to die. This is a video, by the way, that immediately preceded the novel that enacted their agenda. As I've said many times, it's the MacGuffin. Everything that you hear these people saying, you know, this is going to be because of, the exhaust coming out of your engine. We're all going to die. There is no future. I can't do anything. We've got to stop all of this. All of the things that they propose to save the world from immediate extinction is now being done for the novel, the Fauci novel. Video clip number 3. The Sunrise Movement.
New Deal.
The Green New Deal.
Green New Deal.
They call themselves the Sunrise Movement.
Speaker Pelosi, Democratic leadership, we are asking you to grow up.
My journey here started at Standing Rock, and it started with everyday people doing exactly what you all were doing.
The Green New Deal is a vision to stop this climate crisis, to stop this inequality of race and class, to create millions of good jobs,
class,
to finally
race,
build that America that was always promised.
I wasn't really politically involved at all. I was actually a really angry person before I joined Sunrise.
I felt helpless every time that I heard about something in the news.
I didn't have a lot of community, but I found it in the Sunrise Movement.
In any other movement, I wouldn't find myself looking up to a middle schooler.
Vote yes on the Green New Deal.
You come in here and you middle say it has to be my way or the highway.
Like, middle schoolers are my heroes.
That is the politics of our time. Regular people, my age, stepping up. And when we do that, the politicians of the era before us, the politicians who have failed us, as we step up, they may need to step down. And some of them, bold leaders of courage and wisdom, will continue to fight for us. And others will make some room.
Yeah, well, you know what these people need? Somebody needs to introduce them to the dean of boys we had in junior high school. They need to be sent to his office and get a good... Here, bend over the desk here. I've got something for you. As Michelle Malkin goes on to say, Sunrise leaders Sarah Blazevic and Varshini Prakash are Bernie Sanders activists who teamed up with AOC to push the Green New Deal. Who needs that? We've got the Green New Deal. It's called the novel, the Fauci novel. It's become so old hat, but it's not going away, folks. They're going to continue with that. We're going to get the, it's going to be the virus as well as the, what is it now? CO2? Is it still CO2? Oh, they come up with something new. Prakash is an advisory board member of the Climate Power 2020, another Soros-funded Center for American Progress, head John Podesta, also is part of that. Joining Prakash and Podesta on Climate Power 2020 board, former Obama environmental czar Carol Browner, science czar John Holdren, Secretary of State John Kerry, EPA head Gina McCarthy, and former U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Powers. All the usual suspects. All these Democrat politicians and all this Soros money Soros, and Rockefeller. According to Forbes, Sunrise has 50 full-time staff, $6.5 million in funding to promote social justice ideals, doing that through sit-ins and neighborhood invasions. Sunrise School is recruiting students online about how to plan attacks on private property. See, it all comes together. The amazing thing to me is how, as I've said many times, you go back to the first Earth Day, 1970, 50 years ago. We were all going to die, and it was going to be very soon, and it was going to be because we're going to have a new ice age. And then within 10 years, they changed it to global warming. But it doesn't matter because the solution is always the same. We have to kill most of the people on Earth because we are a virus that is killing Mother Earth. And we have to, for the remaining people, the remaining, you know, 2 to 10%, depending on which one of these eugenicists you talk to, those few who remain have to be controlled by the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. They have to have everything taken away from them. They have to live in a new stone age and be monitored everywhere they go by a technocratic elite. See, everything for them and nothing for you if they don't kill you first. And here's the example of this. California has now moved to end the sale of new gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035. They're not going to get rid of the Green New Deal lie. They can get everything essentially that they wanted except for the eradication of cars and power. It's difficult to argue for how you're going to eradicate electrical power on the grid and how you're going to get rid of all transportation with a virus. Yes, you don't want people traveling, which means that they're going to have to control your cars to make sure that you're not moving around because, you know, it's a threat. We'll all die if you move around. And we'll all die if you have a car that runs off of a gas-powered engine. And we'll all die if you have electricity to run your electric car, too. So we're going to shut down the electricity for that as well. Just be ready for that, too. California would be the first state with such a rule, although we've seen this done in Germany and France. In the UK, for example, they're talking about an AP that say, well, don't worry. Newsom is not going to ban people from owning the gasoline-powered cars that they have. And you can even sell them on the used car market. I don't know if the car companies who are part of this as well, you know, are they going to want to make car parts for this? Because you would say, well, if there's a market out there and people want to buy this, they would. But these are car companies who are more interested in being part of the elite, being a partner with the government to establish this control thing than they are to make profit. They're playing the long game. And the long game means that if they're going to be one of the two or three cars that are going to be able to rent you cars by the ride, not leasing cars, not selling cars. They don't want to do that anymore. They want to be selling you cars by the ride. And that means that they're going to have to get government approval to do that. They want to be one of the two or three companies to do that. If that means that they don't make car parts for your cars that you already own, they'll do that as well. And they've got a lot of different creative ways that they can get rid of your cars. When we look at the UK, where they've already completely demonized diesel cars, for example, that's the first one they come after. They will charge you more money to park your diesel car than if you have a gasoline car. And you got an electric car, you park for free. That's how this works. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things? Not for us, but for them. Bill Gates is the leader of this organization.
Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Last week, Tucker Carlson came out and said America is becoming the Soviet Union. In many ways, we're worse than the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union couldn't dream of what big tech could do, surveilling and censoring us. And we're going to get a lot worse than the Soviet Union when it comes to forced inoculations and the medical tyranny being rolled out by the United Nations, now in control of what you can and can't say online. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, America is fighting for its life. And the enemy's number one mission is to get Trump out of office, and number two is to silence InfoWars, because we understand just how diabolical they are, just how evil they are, and we won't mince words. We know who the globalists are. We've got their number, and we know how to beat them, and we cover it 7 days a week live at InfoWars, and it's only because of your support. So keep spreading the word, keep praying for us, and take advantage of the sales and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com now. The globalists are hoping you don't visit InfoWarsStore.com.
You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This outlawing of the sale of gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035 in California. We've seen this movie many times before. I've been talking about this for a long time. I talked about it, as a matter of fact, before these types of things began in Europe. And what we've typically seen is they have said things like, well, by 2050, we're not going to have any gas-powered cars or trucks. And then they make it 2035, and then they make it 2030 and so forth, because that's the target date. That's the date by which they expect to have everything in place, 2030. That has been the selected date, and they do that because they understand the cycle on which we're operating, the fourth turning. And when we look at how this is coming, I've talked in the past about this very thing several years ago. Went to some classic car shows here in Austin. Used to have a very, very big one. Of course, that was canceled this year because of the novel. And I would talk to people about that, and I would talk to everybody I talked to, regardless of their age, and even the young people that I talked to said, yeah, that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I talked to people who were in their 20s. Oh, yeah, I know that's going to happen, but it ain't going to happen in my lifetime. They're not going to take away our ability to drive. They're not going to take away our ability to choose our cars. No, it is going to happen in your lifetime. They're doing it gradually. They're setting in the controls right now. Every aspect of this, except for the full-on ban of cars, has really already been imposed, and they're conditioning you for that right now with a lockdown. But this is the next part of it, and this is just a reminder, this California move, it's just a reminder that they're not going to give up on the Green New Deal. They're going to keep coming with that. You know, it's all about racial justice, right? All this stuff. It all converges. And it's funny how no matter what the problem is, they've got the same solutions everywhere. We saw this Tesla network go down yesterday. They had a complete outage. It caused their stock to drop about 10%, 9.7%. And when you look at it, you say, well, it was a big deal because they have a centrally controlled network. Now, right now, they're only using it for things like, you know, app access and so forth, or if you lock your keys in your car, you can call them and they will unlock the car remotely for you. They can remotely do updates or whatever. There's a lot of things that are happening, though, centrally. And as one guy says, well, I locked my keys in my car and I couldn't open it up because everything was down. If you're unable to unlock your car and drive, that's a problem. Well, it's going to be a problem with centralized control because they can just flip the switch and turn your car off at any point in time. And that's the whole point. Controlling your movements and monitoring your movements when they allow you to go. That is what this is all about. And it's coming whether you realize it or not. As a matter of fact, there's an article on Zero Hedge by GoldSwitzerland.com. A guy saying, well, you know, back in July 2009, he was talking about the dark years are here. At that point in time, he was also referring back to the fourth turning. But again, as I've mentioned many times, fourth turning back in the early 90s, they said, well, sometime in the mid-2000s, you're going to have a global economic crisis, and that's going to begin the fourth turning. And it's going to take about 15 years to go through. Sometime about, you know, 2029, 2030, I don't know, you know, they'll be finished and we'll have a new society. And these fourth turnings, every fourth generation, accompanied by economic unrest, a complete restructuring of society, and frequently war. What he called it when he wrote in July 2009, I liked what he had to say, the dark years are here, he said, because that's when it began, 2008, 2009. The dark years, he said, will be extremely severe for most countries, both financially and socially. In many countries in the Western world, there will be a severe depression and the end of the welfare state. Well, maybe. I think actually, I call the universal basic income, I call that the welfare state. It's the welfare state on steroids. It's communism. Everybody gets the same income, and it's barely enough to survive. And you don't have the opportunity to have a job or to start a business or anything else. Most private and state pension schemes, he said, are also likely to collapse. It'll be a worldwide depression, but some countries may only have a deep recession. There will be famine, homelessness, and misery resulting in social as well as political unrest. Different types of government leaders and regimes are likely to result from this. And how long will this last? And then he refers to the fourth turning. So expect that when this changes, this is going to be in place, folks, for about 80 years, at the very least. And so you better hope that we somehow get up off of the couch and wake up about what's going on and do something about it. We're going to talk about what we can do in the immediate term to protect ourselves from this violence, but we've got to stop this lockdown. That remains the fundamental issue because that is the tip of the spear in terms of the global reset. It's being done globally. And every politician of every party and every country who cooperates with this is part of the globalist establishment. Just understand that. Before we get into the militia, I just want to remind you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off and free shipping. We call this sale, Save InfoWars and Save the Republic. Because if you don't have free press, free speech, the ability to see the kind of stuff that they don't want you to see on the internet. I talked at the beginning of the program about how the video, the response of Dr. Scott Atlas was completely wiped from Twitter. Completely wiped right after I retweeted it. They wiped it from everywhere. I couldn't find it anywhere on Twitter. I couldn't find it on Google as well. Found one copy. We played it for you. We're going to have that up on band.video. And we're going to make sure that it's there. But you better make sure that band.video doesn't go down. The only way that that happens is with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got some great specials right now. As I pointed out before, we've got DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. And that's a big dollar savings because that's a very expensive product to produce. We have 170 clinical studies showing how effective PQQ is at protecting your DNA from damage and from natural aging. We also have the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 60% off plus free shipping. Prostaguard is now back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil is now back in stock. Free shipping on both of those as well as discounts. The heart and body combo, that's Vasobeat and Extendawise, 50% off and free shipping. And the Alexa Pure Breeze is now $130 off plus free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. All right, let's talk a little bit about the militias. You know, there's an article on the Daily Caller by Nick Hinkoff. And he talks about how the term militia has been weaponized, demonized, if you will, just like conspiracy theorist. Well, let's call it something else if you want, right? We can call it, we could call it a community protection program, a neighborhood protection team, a community response team, a committee of safety, because that's what it is. Always has been. The militia was not the organized standing army. As a matter of fact, the founders of this country realized how dangerous that was. We do now have a standing army. And that's the militarized police that have been pushing out the war on drugs. And the danger of all of this violence is that we will militarize them more, that we will centralize the control even more, that we will make, them engage with people in a more excessive way with less accountability. These are all dangers. I think the appropriate response to this is peaceful and responsible private militias. And one of the things he points out is that, you know, casual one-on-one training is great, but if you have organized training with a militia, you can have a more formal setting and you can get better training. And here's a good example of this. We had a guy, this is an amazing story. I had this on my desk for a couple of days. A man, 24-year-old man in Louisiana, was sentenced for weapon charges, and he had concealed a loaded gun in his rear end. Now, this guy obviously was not trained very well. I don't know if he had a concealed carry permit. I don't know if they give a permit to carry a weapon that way. But he's just lucky that it didn't backfire. Don't know how they identified him. They say that there were reports of suspicious activity. And so they went, that might have been the way that he was walking. I don't know. Imagine he was walking in a very suspicious manner. This gun was more than 4 inches long and had a 2.5-inch barrel. This guy is obviously of high caliber. But this is what you do not want to do. You want to make sure that you get good training if you're going to get a gun. And as this article points out, we don't have the time to go into it. You know, you can look at the McCluskeys. That might have turned out a lot differently if they'd been better trained and if they'd had people in their neighborhood with them. They wouldn't have been isolated like that. We'll be right. Oh, well, that's in the program.
If you look at the top tech billionaires and the big banks that finance and control them, to a man and to a woman, they believe there's too many people on the earth, and they constantly whine about when they want to go to a mountaintop or a national park, they have to look at us, the common people. They have to look at the proletariat. They have to look at the scum. That's why they love the lockdown, putting muzzles on us. That gives them a big thrill, controlling where we can go, what we can do, bankrupting Main Street, bankrupting small towns. All of it is a vertical integration, consolidation, so they can then dictate the terms of our total surrender, which is taking sterile vaccines day one. Ladies and gentlemen, all the games are over. Playtime's over. They used all the entertainment and garbage to put us into a trance, and now the spider's moving in for the kill. You know this, I know this, it's all out in the open. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, the first thing is identify the enemy. Identify the enemy, identify the enemy, identify your enemy now.
Real power comes from the grassroots. And real power comes from experience. And I've been in the fight more than 26 years against the globalist. So it's important for listeners and viewers to understand, when you support InfoWars to keep us on the air, you're not supporting a news outlet that has sources and so we're able to always tell you what's coming when others can't. It's because we are studying the enemy and doing the original analysis that gets picked up by Trump, intelligence agencies, and major corporations that are part of the resistance, that are part of the resistance to the overarching globalist system. So I have to tell you how the hierarchy works. In many cases, InfoWars is at the head. We're not the tail. That means you're at the head. And that's why your support of us is so critical. Biden and his constellation of criminals have told us and many others that if they get elected, they're not just going to shut down InfoWars. They're going to shut you down, the long depression, forced inoculations, and more. So now more than ever, keep InfoWars on the air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.